Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Title 42 restrictions on migrants end soon, and now there's a state of emergency in El Paso. Here's reporter Chris Pox.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says the hundreds of migrants on the city streets and freezing temperatures overnight prompted him to declare the state of emergency to keep both the people of El Paso and the asylum seekers safe. He said the daily surge in crossings is expected to rise dramatically as Title 42 expires.
Talking to some of our federal partners, they really believe that on Wednesday our numbers will go from 2,500 to 4,500, or maybe 6,000.
The Arizona Attorney General will make an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court Monday to allow Title 42 to remain in place. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The National Retail Federation says nearly 160 million people will shop this last weekend before Christmas. Jennifer Richardson was at a less than crowded mall in Concord, California.
It's been a while since I've been here around Christmas, and I'm finding that it's just much more empty than before. And I was, you know, concerned about how crowded it was going to be. I came up, saw plenty of parking spaces and thought, I guess everyone is kind of transitioning to online.
Minnesota Vikings fans may be celebrating today's win like it's the Super Bowl. The Vikings overcame a 33-point deficit to beat Indianapolis for the biggest comeback in NFL history in overtime.
And the kick is good.
It's good. It's a winner.
Noah Eagle on the NFL Network. The House committee investigating the Capitol insurrection could recommend criminal charges against former President Trump Monday. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Potential charges against Trump include insurrection, which is an uprising aiming to overthrow the government, as well as possible charges of obstructing an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Donald Trump was a guy who just would not take no for an answer from the American people and set about to overthrow an election.
The referrals could also include other members of the former president's inner circle.
A mountain lion who lived in Los Angeles has been euthanized. KNX reporter Natalie Tavidian tells us why.
P-22 captivated the world and will leave behind a legacy. Jerry Hans, president of Friends of Griffith Park.
We've learned a lot from P-22. We've learned about rodenticide. He fit into Griffith Park, even though it was very small territory to him.
California Department of Fish and Wildlife says the big cat had severe injuries, chronic health problems, trauma to the head. The medical team at the San Diego Zoo unanimously recommended compassionate euthanasia. P-22 was believed to be about 12 years old. Natalie Tavidian for CBS News, Los Angeles.
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in, but hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So, here's what you need to do. Head to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order today, ships tomorrow.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 13, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 18. Lows level off around 3 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's the Drunk Drivers there out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So before the break, we had the Skin Tones on. Thanks to Pete and Tony for coming in and sharing the new music with us. I started the wrong song for the second time tonight. Oops, sorry. So because of that, the new Skin Tones song that we're debuting here on the station got cut off. And I'm going to have like guilt sweats all night long because I screwed that up. So because of that, we're just going to play it again. Once again, the Skin Tone, their brand new song, Played in America, Max Inc. Radio.
Steven Polito, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I don't know.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Mars Hall there. You got No Soul from 2020. Skin Tones before that with their brand new song. Gosh, I mean, I was like pushing buttons and I don't know what happened there. But, you know, live radio is always a wonderful thing, right? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. They'll be back on air on New Year's Eve from the spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, Porky's Groove Machine are all playing live for us. And we're going to broadcast it here on Civic Media and on the spaceship.tv where you can sit on your couch and watch us. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a New Year's Eve like no other, live at the spaceship here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up. It's going to be done by the Emperor tonight. Best of the 20s for Max Inc. Heavy. Also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get Paul Flipowitz on the phone. He's a Chicago Hall of Famer, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, I should say. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. He has brand new music coming out. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's do some Rascal Theory. This is Buzzkill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sweet like hot coffee.
Ignatius Jones, that's Hollow Bill. From Poets and Neckties, their 2021 release here on Max Inc. Radio. Some Blythe Gamble before that with Take Me, Bake Me. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Stick around. Paul Flipowitz is going to be on the show in just a couple of minutes. He has a brand new album out. I got three tracks we're going to play off of that. And we're here from Paul himself. He's going to call in from Lake Mills. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, great music. You probably don't want to sit outside this time of year. They move you inside for the good beer, the good food. You can see the full menu and the music lineup at fullmilebeercompany.com. That's fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Paul Flipowitz. Brand new music from Paul right there. It is called When I Get to Town. And on the phone with me right now is Paul Flipowitz, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, sir.
How you doing, Jimmy? Good to talk to you, man.
It's good to talk to you. Well, little programming note, you were supposed to come in and play live in the Devil's Lair tonight, but with the sound man, Rocker, being out of the commission, we weren't able to pull that off. So we're I think it's going to work out good because I'm excited to hear your brand new album, Paul. How you doing, first of all? What's new?
Same deal. You know, I'm just attempting to get this release going, and so it's kind of all encompassing. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know, you've been at this for a long time. I think you 10 albums. This is going to be your 11th album.
Yeah.
How was this album as it came together? The conception of this album versus your other albums that you had.
That's a very interesting question, because I really had a lot of this stuff together before the COVID thing hit. And I was ready to record an album. This wasn't like a hurry up thing for me. You know what I mean? I had a lot of these songs, over half the songs I had together, you know, and, so, you know, and then we got froze out of the studio for a year and a half, and I did do a medium amount of live gigs during the summers and stuff during the COVID thing, but we weren't able to get into into the studio and all that. And I just want to make sure that this music stays alive so people get a chance to hear what a West Side Blues Chicago Chicago blues guitar player is supposed to sound like.
Absolutely. And we just played the song When I Get to Town. Tell us about that song there, Paul.
Tell you about what about the song?
Tell us about the song. What's the song about, and what it means to you? When I get back to town, or when I get to town.
I'm an old school blues guitar guy, and I get my inspiration the old-fashioned way. I was working out on my property up north, and I was working on one of my mowing machines, and being the blues guy that I am, I started walking, 'cause I had to go get some bolts and parts and wrenches, and started singing When I Get to Town. And that's how the inspiration for that came, and it just kind of morphed into a song with my band.
And I want to ask you the same question about the title track off the new CD, Paul. The CD is called Pier 43. We're actually going to play the title track right after we speak here. Pier 43 about?
Pier 43 is an instrumental. And I usually have a couple instrumentals on each one of my recordings. My instrumentals try and capture a mood without words, a musical mood. And when I was in my 20s, for three seasons, I worked on the docks in Milwaukee, loading freighters, being an extra man. And there's something about doing stuff like that. I worked there for probably 3 months of the year for 3 years. Just got under my skin, and I like getting to work at, 7 o'clock, getting there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it'd be, and leaving at sometimes at midnight. We would pull long shifts. And there's just something moody and eerie about that, that I tried to capture in the musical sense.
It's pretty interesting that an instrumental became the title track of the album. So that piece, that song, or the instrumental, must really mean a lot to you.
It does. It's You know, I think it's like this last one here, when I get to town, I think that captured what a live blues band is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was coming up, I got to go see everybody. I got to see B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you know, Hound Dog Taylor, all of those, everybody. And you know, that music, when I was coming up, they were playing hard and aggressive and taking no prisoners on every show. And I don't believe that people know what that's like to go see that stuff. So that's what I was trying to, you know, the last song is like that. It takes no prisoners, you know. That's what, to me, Chicago blues guitars is like. It's different that, you know, it's not, it's a living, breathing, the song's different every time you play it. And Pier 43 that's coming up is like that too. It does have it does put you in a mood, hopefully.
Paul Flipowitz joins us here on Max Inc. Radio. Pier 43 is the name of the new album. The release date is January 10th, so it's out there now. I'm assuming it's probably all over the internet, all the streaming platforms and everything, Paul?
It's not going to be released till the 10th of January.
Oh, it's still December. Forgive me. My brain.
Right. So it'll be, but it's going on all the streaming. It's not going on everything. And it's going to be on, you know, Spotify and Apple and all everything, you know.
And, of course, so, get out to a Paul Flipowitz show. That's the best way to grab the CD. Plus, you get to see the live show. What's on your calendar coming up?
Actually, I am playing in Madison on December 29th at the Eastside Club. I did want to mention that.
Nice. That's a good place for the blues. They have a nice little bar in there, too, at the Eastside Club.
Yeah, and it's an early show. It's at 5:30, but it will be dark, so you can get the feel.
And, Paul, I understand there's some hidden tracks on this song featuring some of your hard driving band from 1979. Talk about that.
I have two bonus tracks on the last two tracks are bonus tracks from 1979, a WIBA radio concert. They used to have a studio and they'd do live radio shows. And that band, it's me, I have Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Gary Zappa on bass, Fat Richard Drake, of course, Clyde Stubblefield needs no introduction. Mm-hmm. Gary Zappa, bass player who played with Ben Sidran, and he played with me for, they both played, all these guys played with me for 5 or 6, 7 years there in the 70s and early 80s. Fat Richard Drake on sax, who was Luther's horn player for like 13 years, Luther Allison, that is. And Johnny Chimes, who's still in the neighborhood, playing piano on it, and a guy from Texas named Will Smokey Logg, who went on to have a pretty good career. I think me and Johnny Chimes and Zappa are the only guys left alive out of that band. But we had some hellacious shows that I wanted to document that fact. My guitar playing isn't as good then as it is now, I don't think, but it still, I think, stands the test of time.
I would agree with that. It's definitely stood this test of time for sure. You've done so much. This is your 11th album. You got a property full of vehicles to be fixed up and lawnmowers to be oiled and stuff like that, man. What's next for you, Paul? What's your goal for the next coming year here?
I just want to be healthy enough to keep doing shows. And I plan, I figure I'm good for another 10 years easy. But you know, I'm starting to slow down a little bit, which I don't really like to admit, but I'm, you know, the body, the mind is there, but the body don't want to hold up like it should. So I'm trying to take better care of myself, but I'm still making shows. We're still getting it done.
Excellent. And, once again, tell us that show coming up here in Madison.
Okay. Yeah. The one on is December 29th at the Eastside Club, that's over over by Old Brook Up stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And then And tomorrow I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the Anodyne Coffee Place. We're having a big extravaganza tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock with me and Al Dorn, who's a harp player, was in my band for about 3-4 years, and another guitar player named Robert Allen Jr., who's a great guitar player, good guy, who put it all together. So that's tomorrow. So, you know, we're doing it.
You're doing it. Paul, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the brand new CD. I know you've worked hard and long on it, and your heart and soul's in it. And you can really tell when you're listening to the songs. It's just good blues music, and thank you so much for it.
You bet, Jimmy. Anytime, man.
Pier 43 is the name of the new album. That's here, the title track right now. It's an instrumental, and it's really groovy. Check it out. Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
the neon lights are bright. Take me out, Daddy, where the neon lights are bright. He said, now take me out, Daddy, now we can dance all night.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Paul Flipowitz right there. Angel Face, Pier 43. Thank you to Paul Flipowitz for taking the time out of the night and calling in. We're going to get him back here live in person in the Devil's Lair sometime in the near future. We just don't know when. In the meantime, get out, see a show, and pick up his brand new album. I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Maxine Kevy is coming up next. Be sure to check out the New Year's show on thespaceship.tv and here in Civic Media. Got some Delta routine just around the corner right now from Milwaukee. It's Arrow and Over You, Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream last night, I was watching you sleep. Your hair was soft and your breath was sweet. I wish I could stay asleep all day. In that dream is where I want to stay. Now there's only one I knew. How am I gonna get over you? Mm-hmm.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc.
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for
WFHR,
Wisconsin
Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5